Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Busy, busy day in the neighborhood. Joe Biden told a bunch of private companies yesterday, step up or I'm going to take all appropriate action.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I haven't seen any of these people or organizations that have pushed back against the forced vaccinations in order to keep their job. I haven't seen them ask anybody if the corporations, the unions, and or government, if they are going to retake responsibility for any kind of health consequence as a result of taking the vaccine.
Yep.
There are some that are out there, and I don't think that that can be denied. You know, some people have had some heart issues. Some people have ended up with some blood clots. Some people, you know, there's a lot of interesting results that have happened to people that have taken the vaccine, which is part and parcel of one of the reasons that people are pushing back, least of which they already have a health problem. For instance, they may have kidney failure or, you know, they're waiting to be, they're an organ transplant candidate and so forth. And they, you know, based on other medications, based on other therapies that they're getting, they their doctors and surgeons are not recommending the vaccine at this time. So I haven't seen them say to the federal government, okay, so if anything happens to me physically, are you willing to pick up the tab for that and take responsibility for the consequence? So I think we've pretty much peaked on where we are with those that are taking the vaccine. I don't think you're going to get a whole lot more, so I don't really know what these governments and these companies and these unions are really what their expectations are here at this point.
Right. Now, the mainstream media has been noticing that Biden's tensions with the press are ratcheting up as he's once again refused to take any questions, turned around, walked away from one of his little statements he made in the White House, and that's getting to be a regular thing now.
Well, that is becoming quite annoying because they're they're virtually not able to ask any other questions, and they shout him out, and it was twice this week that he has virtually turned the back on the press. So it's not a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. The Israeli foreign minister was here, talked about Iran. He said there are moments when nations must use force to protect the world from evil.
Well, yeah. Yep.
Now, of course, Biden doesn't want to hear that.
Well, you know, the one thing that a lot of people don't, we have short memories here, ladies and gentlemen, and that is Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The guy's a war criminal.
Yep.
And he has now been, I guess, fully accepted on a world stage here. So that's a you know, that kind of tells you that evil does prevail and nobody seems to care.
Yeah, and when you talked about the vaccines a couple of minutes ago and Biden, I need to throw in there that Biden said that the number of unvaccinated Americans is unacceptably high. However, he insisted the mandates are working quite nicely.
Okay.
News to me.
Well, when his poll numbers go down.
Yep.
And when there's a scandal that they don't want to address.
Yep.
This White House immediately goes right back to all things vaccine.
Yep. And by the way, the word Afghanistan has become mum lately because they don't want to bring that up because that's when his numbers started to go in the tank.
Of course.
Yep. And again, everybody knows, doesn't matter if it's police, fire, EMS, military, everybody knows we leave nobody behind.
Including civilians.
Correct.
And
again, yesterday, we have no idea because they're going to start up the regular evacuation flights again in Afghanistan. We have no idea how many people are still there with American passports. Not a clue.
We don't, but they do.
You bet they do. Mm-hmm. Yep. And nobody's talking. And we knew when we started we had about 20,000 contractors there. Oh, well.
Well, but a lot of the people that are residents were contractors.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to call the show and ask Denise a question, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Now, Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E. Go to the website, check them out, and you'll find out what it is I'm about to tell you about. Now, education of our youth is always critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. We welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart, and they actually want to learn when they get this book and they see Tuggy and they follow his adventure. Now, you can visit Tuggy the Patriot Pup by going to the website, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. For your children, your grandchildren, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and the books come in English and Spanish, too. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, ThePatriotPup.com. And this makes an excellent Christmas gift for the people that are doing homeschooling and for the folks that want to teach your kids American history the right way. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Hello.
All right, onward and upward. Kellyanne Conway said people are now feeling the Joe Biden economics package and all at the gas pump as well as in the grocery cart. She's calling for a winter discontent. She says it's coming. Gas pump prices, of course, are the highest they've been in 7 years. Oil is up to the highest level it's been in 13 years. And it went up again yesterday, wholesale gas prices. So don't think it's coming down anytime soon, folks.
Well, and the other thing is the shortage.
Yes.
Of what's not at the grocery stores.
In fact, you know, my husband came home yesterday, and he had gone to get a few things, and he was pretty shocked at what's not there. There was not one container, regardless of size, of yogurt. Nothing.
Yep.
Didn't matter if it was a store label or, you know, a national brand. No yogurt.
Yep.
Now, that's made here.
Yep.
It's not like we're getting that someplace else. That's made here.
Correct.
So, we got problems.
And, of course, Senator Cotton yesterday said Biden should have dealt with the U.S. port operations problem months ago. Donald Trump was doing just that before he left office.
Yeah. But, you know, people are trying to give Joe Biden a break here, you know, the things that he inherited. Give me, you know, and I would say, you know what, here's a guy that he's supposed to be a master in politics and legislation because the only job he's ever had has been in Washington, D.C., and in government. And, you know, he had the hiring the best of the best and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, we're hosed. No
yeah.
way to put it.
Yeah, well, the problem is Biden has seen his best days, and they're over and done with, and people are not going to be working with him. If he thinks the oil company is going to work with him for even 5 seconds, he's wrong. After what he did to them to begin with, they're just going to laugh at him and wait till we get a new president or a new Congress.
I don't know. We are where we are.
No. Okay, I'm going to try this. Let's see if we got a question here. Okay, this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Mel, what is your question for Denise Simon, please?
Well, would you not agree that what the scandemic has produced in regards to shortages, as you just spoke about, farmers who produce meat such as poultry, pork, and beef last year had to destroy their livestock because of the scandemic with the lockdown would not allow those products to be moved over the road to retailers. Would you not agree that this shortage at this criminal in the Oval Office has now exacerbated that problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, there was that problem, and yes, some of the farmers had to deplete their herds because of the fact that they couldn't get the truckers to come and pick it up and deliver it to the processing plants because they were shut down because of COVID.
But that was a very temporary thing.
Correct.
So
it's not now.
No. That COVID thing with the meat processors was a very, very temporary thing. And that was actually quite a while ago. So we can't be using that as this administration can't be using that as an excuse.
No. Now, did you hear what Vice President Kamala Harris said yesterday? I got to read this. You won't believe this. Listen to this. She blamed, and I quote, European explorers for perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease in America.
Yeah, she said that a couple of days ago. So has anybody asked her, did Christopher Columbus even set foot on any part of the continental United States?
No.
Okay, I rest my case.
I know, and she didn't quite get to that one. Okay, a good thing here could be under normal circumstances, but it's not. Unemployment claims have fallen to the lowest level since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic last year, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're at full employment now, does it?
Well, not when you've got millions that have left the employment world, probably in some cases never to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you counted those people in, we probably would not be in a good place.
What is going on with the January 6th panel that they are going to vote for contempt charges to be placed against Steve Bannon? Now, I know they did that back in the day with Eric Holder. Nothing happened. With Bannon, it might be a different story.
He's been subpoenaed and refused to show up.
Right. And there was somebody else, wasn't there? Somebody else in the...
No. Well, I mean, there's some subpoenas out there, but
he refuses to show up, so he's in, and he'll be held in contempt.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just have to hold our breath and see what happens next. Now, we now know that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and this is amazing, spent $419.5 million in 2020 to try and push Democratic candidates and their votes all across the finish line. Holy tamale.
Well, it's, you know, it should not be news. I talked about this on your show.
Yep.
Many months ago, when we discovered that the federal government gives an awful lot of money already to these cities and states,
right,
so they can manage their elections. He comes in and he just virtually buys off the essentially the legislature or the judges, so they changed in several states, including Wisconsin, for instance, on how they bypassed the state laws.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there were some laws passed in Michigan yesterday bringing some rationality back into the picture, but the governor very quickly, Whitmer, said that she was going to veto the new voting laws that were passed there to try to help expedite the problems they'd had. So, way to go.
We are where we are.
Mm-hmm. Now, certainly China and their escalating military presence on Taiwan is posing a serious challenge all across the region, but not just there, to democracies all around the world. What do you think?
Well, it's a very dangerous situation here, and it's remarkable to me that this administration is having all things dealing with China, Japan, and Taiwan. They don't seem to be concerned or interested at all.
So are we beyond the fact that we may go to, or they may go to war over this? Do you think that's going to happen, or you think that's all?
I don't think that they're going to have to. We will go to war in the conventional sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I kind of forgot about your article there, but folks, go over to founderscode.com. Take a look at the latest article that Denise Simon just wrote about Andrew McCabe. And we'll talk about that tonight because it's an article that's worth talking about. So you have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir.
Be right back. Okay, folks. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch and the Military and Veterans News segment. The Military and Veterans News segment coming right up on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Susan Berman, someone he called his best friend 21 years ago. Berman's cousin and others spoke, including her adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, who said his mother's murder changed his life.
You also murdered me. You murdered the person I was. All his dreams and all his hopes gone. He no longer exists. I am a whisper, a wraith of who I once was. My mother's murder and the events of the last 40 years will never leave me. You satisfied, Bob?
prosecutors in New York are now reopening the cold case of Durst's wife, Kathy, who disappeared in 1982. Her body has never been found, and no one has been charged with her disappearance. Durst's attorneys have indicated they will appeal. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in studio yesterday, and again, thanks very much for the questions that came up, and thanks very much for the calls that came up to Bo afterwards. He told me he had several calls there. Now, in the meantime, let's find out more about them before I tell you more about them myself. Here we go.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can go to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, and they're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So that's stop number one. Stop number two is Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. Now, at either one of these campuses, you can go and you can take the training that you get to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, what I tell everybody is give them a call and ask to take a tour of one of the campuses. Pick one, go there. Their number is 800-659-2080. That number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. That's all you got to do. Ask to take the tour. And you'll be glad you did. Now, the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. The phone number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of their campus. Okay, we start this morning with the Navy, who has set a timeline for all sailors to comply with the mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations or provide a valid exemption, and it set punishment for those who refuse to comply. Now, all active duty sailors must be fully vaccinated by November the 28th, while those in the reserves have until December the 28th, according to a Navy press release that I got yesterday. Now, the actual deadline for receiving the second dose is November 14th for active duty and December 14th for reserve duty, since the shots require 14 days to become fully effective. Now, anyone discharged only for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine will be given no lower than an honorable general discharge, according to the release. Now, the discharge could also result in the loss of some veterans' benefits, according to the press release. Now, let's not forget that President Joe Biden signed an executive order back in September requiring members of the military, amongst others, to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Many have still refused to comply, as have members of the general public, who cited religious reasons and fears that the vaccine has not been fully tested. Now, amongst those branches in the military, the Navy has the highest compliance at 90% fully vaccinated, and 98% who've had at least one dose. So, sailors must be prepared to execute their mission at all times in places throughout the world, including where vaccination rates are low and disease transmission is high. Immunizations are part of the paramount importance of protecting the health of the force and the warfighting readiness of the fleet, so says the press release. And finally, Vice Admiral John B. Nowell Jr., the chairman of Naval Personnel, said, and I quote, "Tragically, there have been 164 deaths within the Navy family due to COVID-19, far exceeding the combined total of all the other health or mishap-related injuries and deaths over the same period." He also noted 144 were people that had not been vaccinated. The vaccination status of the remaining 20 was not known. So that's the Navy and what's going on with them. Now, in the meantime, the Marines, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, pled guilty yesterday to the charges against him, trying to get a honorable discharge, probably the same way an honorable general discharge is being given to these guys that aren't going to take, guys and girls that aren't going to take the COVID-19 shot, probably the same way. Now, we should know today what the results of that trial or court-martial are going to be. I'll keep you informed either through the radio show if we find out sooner than later, or by Facebook once I find out. I'll put it over there for you. And I would imagine it'll probably be this afternoon sometime. That's just my guess. We'll see. Now, while the chaos at the Harley Karzai International Airport in Kabul is over, the effort to evacuate Afghans is not. The U.S. is waiting to schedule and resume a flight back out again to get people out. We still have people there, we know, with U.S. passports, several thousand still. Hopefully we'll be able to get them out because, again, they've got a big bullseye in their back. If the Taliban can find them, they'll take them away and do whatever, especially the interpreters. And on its current trajectory, U.S. planners say that they should expect greater military cooperation on a global level between Beijing and Moscow. Really? Won't that be interesting? Now, the director of the Pentagon Agency in charge of foreign military sales, is stepping down after 15 months in the role. He's been facing decisions on the transfer policies that just don't seem to be making it. He doesn't care for it. Now, also, the feds are investigating another Navy bribery scandal. It happens to be the cash for port contracts, hauling containers and things in and out of the port, people bribing people to be able to do that and get those lucrative contracts. By the way, the U.S. and the Philippines are planning to return to full-scale military drills in 2022 after 2 years, and will invite Australia and the United Kingdom as observers, another sign of the Biden administration's push to deepen ties in the Indo-Pacific and counter China's assertiveness. Well, the question is that too much, too little, too late? The United States on Wednesday also accused Cambodia of lacking transparency about Chinese construction activities at its biggest naval base, and urged the government to disclose to its people the full scope of Beijing's military involvement. By the way, it looks like as if in Kandahar, at Bagram Air Base, the Chinese are going to be running that base. Won't that be interesting? Won't that be interesting? And are the Russians using microwaves to attack Americans? A lot of people would like to know. But I don't know how we're going to find out. Maybe you do. I don't. Diplomats, CIA operatives, and even White House employees have been struck. The Pentagon memo was essentially an acknowledgement that if you work for the department, you could be at risk with these microwaves, these dishes, these things that are going on. So we'll have to wait. We'll have to see what happens there. And a non-commissioned officers who haven't yet graduated from the Army's Master Leader Course, or MLC, may still get promoted beginning next month, according to Sergeant Major of the Army Michael Grinston. He said that there's no reason for them to not be promoted and then be assigned to a school, because they can't all wind up in the school at the same time. And I get that. That's the way it usually works. Okay. We are going to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we are going to be talking to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. All kinds of financial stuff going on today. I mean, the wires are full of financial stories. And we're going to get the latest from Chris. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Vendavite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And by the way, he is the man with the plan up there in Georgia, just north of Atlanta. And a big good morning shout out to all of our folks and friends up there in Atlanta listening to us on AM 920. The Answer, we appreciate you very much. Thank you so very much. Now, I want to remind everybody this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Now, I will be up in Newport Richey Saturday, tomorrow, with a Moss Nissan College tailgate party. Now, it's going to be presented by Tailgate Pro Entertainment. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or whenever the game is over, because we're going to have on the big screen TV they've got the Florida Gator LSU Tiger game. Now, there'll be some delicious tailgate food because they'll have their grill there and drinks as well. We'll have the chairs set out. The tents will be set up. We'll have games there for the kids to play and for the adults, too. Giant Zegna, cornhole, and tiki toss, a great way to keep your kids busy while you shop for a new or pre-owned car. By the way, speaking of pre-owned cars, how about checking out those off-lease vehicles? They're pretty doggone good, and they still come with a full warranty, too. Now, again, stop on by, enjoy the college game, and have some refreshments with me while we're there at the Moss Nissan tailgate party presented by Tailgate Pro Entertainment. And make sure you wear your Gator colors and let them know that Captain Matt Bruce sent you when you go inside to check in, because you'll get a big discount on the vehicle you're looking at. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Listen, big news yesterday for the military retirees, disabled veterans, as well as the civil service employees of the federal government and the Social Security folks. They all get a 5.9% jump in their monthly checks. This is the highest it's been in a number of years. Everybody's been getting 1.3, 1.6, 1.2. I remember one year they got nothing, which I thought was crazy because the cost of living was still ramping around. But this isn't enough to take care of whatever, but it'll help a little bit.
Well, it'll help a little bit, but I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The cost of living, you know, basically the change on inflation hasn't kept up with inflation. The government numbers, as your listeners know, we talk about this a lot, and you might as well just double them, as far as I'm concerned. So you take a look at the internals of inflation, and what you see in the internals of inflation are things that you and I and your listeners, you know, buy, use, every single day. The price of those things is a hell of a lot higher than 5%, and it's getting worse instead of better. And the thing is, these things compound. It's not like it's, 5% and then on top of 2%, on top of 4%. And we've gotten to a point in time where, again, you know, people are paying more. You're feeling it at the grocery store. You're feeling it at the coffee shop. You're feeling it at the deli. You're obviously feeling it at the pump. So, yeah, okay, it's great, but it's not nearly enough.
No, and the supply chain inflation by itself has rocketed, according to the producer price index, to 23.9%. So your 5.9 doesn't even cover that.
Well, you know, supply chain issues. Where in the world has Mayor Pete been, who is the Secretary of Transportation? I don't know. I just found this out this morning. He's been on paternity leave.
Yeah.
He and his partner,
adopted a baby. Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been to work since mid-August.
Yep.
If you're a cabinet secretary and you're able to miss that much work, obviously the position is moot. We obviously need to get mm-hmm. rid of that entire department.
Yep.
Because, you know, you're a cabinet secretary and you're taking off, you know, like 2-3 months?
Yeah.
Have we lost our mind?
Well, first of all, he is unqualified to run the transportation department. He knows nothing about it. Nothing.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I'd say 95% of the people that work in Washington, D.C., I mean, is Jennifer Granholm qualified to run the Department of Energy?
No.
You know, you can go right on down the list. I mean, it's nothing but political appointees and handouts, you know, give backs and handouts. If you're not becoming an ambassador somewhere, you get a job as a cabinet secretary if you've actually served in some other public office at one point in time. So I would argue that most of the people that work in D.C. are not qualified. And I think that goes for both administrations. You remember who George W. Bush put in charge of FEMA during Katrina? Some guy who ran horse shows.
Brownie.
Remember Brownie? Yeah.
But then the guy he put in there afterwards had been the former fire chief of the Miami-Dade Fire Department, and he did a bang-up job.
But he should have been put in the first place.
That's correct. Yeah, it's all done by, you know how this is done. It's done by fundraising. Well, he raised $100,000 for me, so he should be able to get this or get that. That's what they do.
Yeah, I know, absolutely.
And that figure is low. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, how much money do you got to donate to become an ambassador to the Bahamas? That's a pretty good gig.
That's $100,000 or more.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is Biden yesterday, there was very little fanfare about this, he signed the short-term debt limit increase until December. That was done yesterday. We didn't even hear about it.
The spend.
Yeah, I kind of expected.
I think the story kind of went by the wayside. Because the people got bored with it. They were covering it to such a degree. But we're obviously going to have to revisit this sooner rather than later. And I guess, Kyrsten Sinema. And again, I think this is a good out politically for her. She obviously doesn't want this Biden package, as it seems, okay, right now, by saying that she won't agree to anything until they pass the infrastructure bill,
right.
Puts the onus on the squad and Bernie Sanders, because they refuse to pass the infrastructure bill unless the other, you know, $5 trillion bill goes through. So it was an interesting political move.
You're right. You're absolutely spot on correct. By the way, the bold Biden step to reduce gas price hikes, you're sitting down, right?
Yeah.
Is to have some cabinet members meet to talk about the answer to stop gas prices from going up, which just coincidentally makes their much-wanted electric vehicles appear more attractive. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to put everybody in electric cars.
Well, hey, listen, let's be honest here, Matt. You know, if you're getting a group of people from Washington, D.C. in a room together to try to solve the problem, they're going to make it worse.
Right.
I mean, worse. It's not rocket science. I mean, this is not difficult stuff. This is part of the ruse out there, people. Is these people tell you that they're smart and they know what the hell they're doing, and they don't. The free market, stop tinkering with it. Okay, allow oil producers to produce oil. Allow for greater transport of oil around the country. Make it easier to refine fuels. It's not a difficult thing to do. It really isn't.
Do you remember who former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe was?
Yeah, he got his pension back.
He got it all back and with interest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after lying to under oath.
Yeah, and getting caught.
There's a club out there, Matt, and guess what? You and I ain't in it.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah, it's just, you can do whatever you want. You're part of that club. You're in the, you know, you're part of that Washington D.C. crew. It doesn't matter. Okay, you can get away with murder.
Yep, that's called the swamp. All right. The Fed nearing the bond buying taper remains divided on inflation.
The what? I'm sorry.
The Fed nearing the bond buying taper. That's a quote. Remains divided on inflation. I can read a little bit more here.
Oh no! I know. Okay. Basically, that article is going to be about, you know, the various Fed governors and what they're, you know, debating back and forth when it comes to the bond purchases, which they continue to make. It obviously, you know, floods a lot of currency out there, that's for sure, and funds our government, and whether or not they're going to continue to do that, thinking that, you know, this might help curb inflation. At this point in time, I think they'd have to raise it pretty darn high to make any sort of difference.
Now, this is kind of a joke because we've all lived with this for years and we've seen it. The Fed has warned, feds have warned companies that fake online reviews of their products or goods and services could lead to fines. How many times have you seen something that stretched way out of sight and you look at yourself and you go, that's not true?
Oh, well, yeah. that's why I pay little mind to those various different things because they're very reliable. They've actually done comedy routines making fun of some of that stuff.
Hmm. Yeah. And by the way, the FDA had endorsed yesterday the lower dose Moderna COVID booster, which could lead to some good things. We'll see.
I don't know. It bouncing this thing around, whatever. You know, I don't know, you know, what it means. I mean, should I get it? You know, I'm over 50 years old. I've had COVID. I've already got the Moderna shots. And, you know, I try to say, I mean, there's no guidance when it comes to this stuff. So I'm going to hold off.
No. And here comes the music. I'll let you go. Hope you have a great show on the weekend. Looking forward to hearing it on many of these same stations that we're talking on right now.
Got it. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Don't forget, his show is heard on many of the same stations I'm talking to you on right now. I'll see y'all after the...
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.